Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Don't forget comedian Ari Shaffir, who will be in Washington, D.C. at Capitol Turnaround to record his new special on April 26th and 27th. He'll join the show at 9:20, and Trace McSorley coming on at 9:40. So a lot still to get to on the show.
So I'm hitting my wall, by the way.
Oh, you are?
Stayed up for the game. It was worth it. It was awesome. It was just fun watching that game unfold and the Nuggets coming back to win.
What time did you end up crashing?
Probably after one.
Oh, my God. You're going to die.
On a Monday night.
You might die driving home.
I mean, the only thing that would keep me up that late is a Caps playoff game that went into eight overtimes.
Yeah.
His boy plays again tonight at 10.
Luka?
So he'll be watching that
game. You stay up and watch Luka? You're going to take
an
epic two-hour nap.
I will. I have a lot of things going on today, though.
Well, they're going to take a back seat to your nap.
I don't know.
He's a busy man.
I got to get an 8-miler in.
Dude, after every show, I go to the club. Mm-hmm. I do my sauna, hit balls, and then whatever happens, and then my day goes from there. I'm so tired by the time I hit, 200 that I'm, rolling my windows down. I'm, smacking my leg.
Just so you can get home without...
Just so I could get... Yeah, well, I go to the club, but mm-hmm. but yeah. And then the sauna wakes me up a little bit,
sure.
You know, and then whatever.
Revives you.
It kind of gets the blood flowing.
Yeah.
I don't know. If I only had 4 hours of sleep?
Yeah.
And what is this? I know we're going to talk about the Drake May thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that when I travel in a hotel, I sleep like butt? And the bed's fine. This is fine. It's not the bed's fault.
I have a theory.
Pillows.
Pillows usually aren't very good.
But then in my house, I sleep great compared to hotels.
Compared to hotels,
not even close.
I think I like a firm pillow. If I have a soft, floofy pillow... Yeah. It's no bueno.
Right.
I do not like it.
I like a thin, feathery pillow.
So you think it's
the
pillow?
I always struggle at hotels with pillows.
I think it's a component.
I think it's it's just the difference.
I think it's just...
It's something about the difference.
It's not your comfort zone. It's not your comfort... The bed's not the same.
The airflow's not the same.
Yeah.
You know, you're not sure you get the lighting the way you want it, you know, to be dark enough.
You need some white noise.
I mean, the bed's fine, but it's not as nice as your bed at home.
My bed at home is so nubs at this point, it kind of is like... It's like a dip in the middle from...
You need to call our friends' sleep number to get it upgraded.
You got to call sleep number.
You need a new mattress.
It's so old.
It's one of the reasons why I hate visiting my parents or staying the night at my parents' house.
Because your bed's so old?
Childhood bed's so old. It's a cave in the middle.
Kind of like that.
It's just so super saggy.
It's subtle, but it's not like probably what you're describing, but there is a little subtle.
It dips down in the middle. It's butt uncomfortable.
Right.
Also, do you have like that... I have a hard time keeping a sliver of light coming in whenever I'm at MGM. Like, unless I clip.
Oh, you like it pitch black.
Oh, I need it. I need it to look like a crypt.
Mm,
I need it to look pitch black to be able to sleep.
I like that, but I've gotten used to a little bathroom light with the door a little.
Don't like that at all.
Open a little bit.
Don't like
just
it
so
even
I don't,
a little bit.
Just so I don't break my nose walking to the bathroom if
sure,
I have to.
Sure, there is that. There is. You run that risk if you get up in the middle of the night.
Right.
I understand.
Right.
Anyway, to answer your question, I'm not going to stay up tonight.
Tonight you can't.
Well, you say that now, but you know you might feel different.
I know I got sucked in. I got you know, you were probably sleeping for 2 hours. I think I arrived at my house from, I was in Mineral, then I went to Fredericksburg, and I left Fredericksburg around, I don't know, 8:45. So I got back home after 10 p.m.
Oh, yeah. I was asleep by 8:30.
Yeah.
And I took a shower, and this then kid, I put on the game.
But I sleep from 8:30 to 12 pretty hard, and then I'm up.
You're terrible. Just fitful.
I'm just up. I'm looking at the clock. Going to the bathroom, dogs moving around. Mm-hmm. I don't sleep great.
Your last 3 or 4 hours.
My
is
one
brutal.
To four is not good.
You know what? Bet sleeps
8:30 to midnight, pretty good. But
guy,
1 to 4, not
Drake
good.
May sleeps. He probably sleeps like a baby every night.
Probably
he
does.
Knows he's gonna be a top three pick in the NFL draft.
Yeah, he knows he's gonna be filthy like rich soon.
He's handsome. He's young. Mm-hmm. He's a stud athlete.
Mm-hmm. Is he handsome for real? Is he handsome?
He's a good looking kid. Yeah.
I'm because I saw one picture. Of him. I mean,
he's not
great.
Jimmy G, but he's a decent looking kid.
All right, I don't really know. I didn't think
he's
was fine. So
he's leading like a charmed life.
You think anybody's ever called him Richard Gere?
I doubt
well,
it.
Well, probably not because
21.
Nobody in his age group knows who Richard Gere is.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm just saying. I was called Richard Gere.
Nobody's walked up to Drake May and said, "Hey, you look like the guy from Officer and a Gentleman," which came out in the early 80s. By the way, I don't think we ever touched on the fact, I think it was a couple weeks ago, that Louis Gossett Jr. passed away.
I know.
That sucks.
He terrible. Did.
He yeah. was amazing in that movie.
Richard Gere was great in Primal Fear.
He was very good in that. That's correct.
Old Eddie Norton.
Yes. Good twist. At
so
the
what
end
were you
going
to say about Drake May?
Oh, I'm saying he sleeps like a baby because of all the things I just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
We have audio of him talking about his experience at Topgolf, which has become very, controversial thing.
Added
free advertising.
The advertising they've been getting. Top
just
Golf.
Get so hooked.
Unbelievable.
Good How did them. You view the Commander's Topgolf? That whole thing.
I actually thought it was one of the cool events I've been on. I think, you know, we always kind of these different places you go and see kind of a steak dinner spot, and you know, just you're surrounded with, you know, the head coach and GM and quarterback coaches, and then the Commanders took an approach of all of us being together and seeing how we interact, and getting a chance to swing the golf club a little bit. I enjoyed it, you know, be around the other guys. You know, got to meet a lot of different guys throughout the process, and a lot of, you know, guys I saw in high school recruiting. I remember Amarius Mims. Yeah. I tried to get him committed to Alabama when I was committed there in high school. Again, full circle. I know JJ well, and seeing Jaden and those guys was, I think it was a really cool experience for me. I think,
yeah,
you know, we all got our separate time with the coaches when we need to. It's not like we didn't do any of that. But Topgolf was just a way for us to get out and do something fun the evening before. So,
were you the best golfer there?
I like to say I was. I think I had the best swing. So, I think I was hitting it pretty good. So, but JJ McCarthy was hitting it well as well.
Yeah, okay, good.
Paul was hitting it well. The aisle tied in. He was hitting it pretty good. So,
but you thought it was a good, just a good different experience to kind of meet the guys.
Yeah, it changed it up. I thought it was pretty sweet.
Yeah, let me just say this again. If it's not clear, my position, EB, I don't know about the other guys. Mm-hmm. I think you agree, but we all have our own opinions. The Topgolf thing has been the most overblown conversation over the last 3 weeks of maybe anything we've ever talked about. It was silly. It was no big deal. They just went over there to play a little golf, entertain a little bit, and if they got a little science experiment out of it to see how guys interact, fine. I don't think it was a slight to anyone. Yeah. I don't think it was a massive test. I mean, and I think Drake described it perfectly. We had a great time. We're out there. We all got to do our little meetings, our one-on-ones, and we had some fun.
Right. So if someone had a problem with it, I would question them.
Right.
Yeah, well, what's the problem?
I would. I would question them.
Chris Sims had a problem with it.
No. The problem is,
I question them.
No. They're fine. They're just being blowhards. The problem is you have someone's agent saying stuff.
Yeah.
And reacting to it.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
I question that guy.
If he didn't say anything or respond to anything,
it wouldn't be a story. Right.
It wouldn't be a story. It's a story because that camp, I don't know if Jaden said it to his agent or anything like that, but the story is that camp didn't like it. Everyone else who was taking the May approach where, yeah, it was fun. It was cool. It was a fun time. It was awesome hanging out with a bunch of people I haven't seen in a while.
Right.
That's what you expect.
Right.
Right? But yes. It's becoming a problem because of certain comments right. about
it. Well, didn't
it.
You think people made fun of it before the agent even commented? I feel like...
I think some people were kind of...
I feel like...
I mean, some people talked about... They talked
people
about it.
People were mocking it, but, and yeah. I just thought that was dumb.
But May
the
even
agent thing, I have
it.
No idea what his motivation is. Because an agent that wants his kid, his guy to slide is maybe a dumb agent.
I mean, didn't May, right. right at the beginning of the audio, basically say, look, we've done all these steak dinners. Like, this is something that's a little bit different. Like, the Commanders did something that was out of the box and unconventional.
Yeah.
And they're just getting attacked for it.
Yeah.
It just doesn't. It just seems. Yeah. It does seem very overblown.
I blame social media.
Yeah, like that's definitely a part of it. You know, my friggin' YouTube, it listens to everything we talk about. So everything we talk about shows up on my YouTube, mm-hmm. right? And every podcast in the country was making fun of the Commanders Top mm-hmm. Golf thing. And by the way, I don't really get offended when people make fun of the Commanders because I do it all the time. The Skins.
Yeah.
I had no problem with the Top Golf thing.
I think
Zero.
I did see somebody mention that Tuesdays. It's 50%
half
off
price.
At
half
top
price
golf.
Tuesdays.
So maybe the Commanders got
a
good
deal.
Yeah, but, maybe they got hooked.
But that, but the it's like you said, it's unconventional,
right?
Just like, you know, if the Commanders drafted two quarterbacks in the first round,
right,
it would be unconventional. It would get made fun of. It would be mocked. Mm. Same reason that this is getting mocked. But it didn't become a news story until someone made it a news story. That's why there's all of this kerfuffle about
that's
it.
That's the world we live in, though. I mean, that's just the way it is.
I know.
There's always going to be someone out there that has a problem with something.
The only thing I'll say, and adding to what Valdez said, is I think people were criticizing it before the agent did. And they were saying how goofy it was that they brought out 30 guys to Topgolf instead of doing individuals. And I just think that criticism is dumb.
Well, they do individual meetings. I mean, they do that.
I know. I agree.
No, but I guess the argument is, okay, these individual meetings, if they squeezed 20 or 30 guys into one day, is different than having a full day
right.
with just Jaden Daniels.
Well, I don't know. I mean, who knows how the Raiders do it or the Patriots or the Vikings? We have no idea.
I've heard some players say, not Topgolf, but that they've done similar things
in
group settings. I told you that when I saw Bill Belichick on the Pat McAfee show, he said sometimes they would bring in as many as a dozen guys together.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it had to do with scheduling. And sometimes he thought it was cool to run plays and see how each individual position group would react to the play. Like they'd say, okay, this is what we're going to do. Let's hear what the quarterback thinks on this. Let's see what the wide receiver thinks on this to kind of pick their brain that way.
Maybe they did. Who knows? We'll never know. But I agree with you. I mean,
it's just such an overblown thing. Now, again, the angle of from the agent's perspective, I mean, did Jaden tell him to poo-poo it? I doubt it. Maybe Jaden thought it was kind of strange, and then this guy just got half a screw loose, and he tweeted it.
Right.
I told you his rosters of players. It's not like, you remember when Lee Steinberg back in the day had all the sillies,
yeah.
or Scott Boras, Major League Baseball, has all the sillies.
Yeah.
This guy has, I think it was about 10 to 15 guys, so he has a significant roster, but there was really only two or three names I recognized.
Right.
Levante David was his best player. He's a very good player.
He's really in the spotlight.
And then Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm. He's in the spotlight with Jaden Daniels as his client.
Yeah.
This isn't Tom Condon back in the day. I don't know who the top NFL agents are anymore.
I will say Jaden is definitely making the media push more so than the other candidates.
Although Drake just did this podcast.
I know, but this podcast compared to Ocho Cinco and Shannon Sharpe's podcast has mm-hmm. has less of a Q rating.
Right.
John Beck, his quarterback's coach, was on Rich Eisen's show.
Mm-hmm.
His
what did
agent,
Beck say? Did Beck say, I mean, just raved about him?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, he raved about him. Mm-hmm. He talked about how, like, he's still learning to avoid hits, mm-hmm. and he compared it to RG3. He said RG3 was more of straight-line track speed. Jaden,
definitely true.
And, like, Lamar, they're able to have more wiggle to them. They're able to avoid right. contact. But it seems like his camp, his agent's more vocal. His camp is definitely more vocal than the three that
what,
we brought
I,
him with
what
him.
I got to know is the mom. So we read the scouts take that the mom has got a lot of antics. Somebody, what's the mom? What is that?
I saw somebody say that the mom stuff was overblown, too.
I'm sure it is.
Blown
but
out
what,
of
is
proportion.
The, what is
I think
the,
it goes back to when he left ASU.
That she was just super involved and all that?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm sure she was, but I don't know the backstory.
I listened to a Herm Edwards interview. I can't remember who it was with. Maybe it was
so
with John.
So she allegedly helped book more than $1,100 in flights for recruits and their guardians.
Okay, so
which
she
I guess
was
a big
she
deal.
She was maybe helping Herm with the recruiting or something? Is that what was going on? She was kind of tied in with Herm. Because didn't Herm basically get in trouble? I wish Drabby was here.
He got fired.
For recruiting violations.
Well, that was during COVID.
Part of it.
It was during COVID. It was the COVID violation where you weren't supposed to have kids on campus. And he was Harbaugh did the same thing.
Right.
I bet you a bunch of coaches did it.
Of course.
But, yeah, that's the main reason.
Right. Well, they also weren't winning great, were they? Right.
No.
Right, because if you're winning, you can outrun almost anything.
You throw them overboard if you're not winning.
Yeah. Some say that she may have slammed ASU football on the way out.
Uh-huh.
I don't have the exact quote.
T-shirt does that every other day.
She's an involved mom.
Like I said yesterday,
I got it.
If she's being compared to LeBron James' mom,
right?
Maybe that's not ideal, but it's worked out with LeBron James.
They used to say same stuff about Iverson's mom.
Yeah, if you got to deal with a little headache, but the player's great, who cares?
Right.
Just something you got to deal with. All right, don't forget, coming up later in the show, Trace McSorley will join us at 9:40. He played under Cliff Kingsbury in Arizona.
Well, we're also going to get his take on Daniels in May, too.
Yep. Definitely do that. And comedian Ari Shaffir, he'll join the show coming up at 9:20 here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.